Ladies and gentlemen, a little serious part of the evening. Now, we're in the Terrigal Country Club, and it is an RSL club. And the next poem I'd like to do, I wrote with the help of one of my kids. I was helping them with a school project on the First World War. My wife's grandfather was in the Light Horse. And something I kept noticing was how many horses Australia sent overseas. And I thought, what happened to all these horses? And then I found out. So I've called this, What Happened to the Horses? I read the poster on the wall. It said now, be a man, come and join the Light Horse and do the best you can. The war was on in Europe and all those foreign lands. But I went off to Egypt to fight in desert sands. I was jackarooing round Western Queensland way. I came into town with cattle, though I wasn't supposed to stay. But I signed up then and there and went off to Brisbane town. A chance to see the world, they said. I shouldn't let them down. We only trained for 5 short months to teach us how to march. For we could ride and shoot and fight, oh, except for Pommy Arch. I'd never seen the sea before. I really couldn't swim. Now here we were aboarding ships. We did it on a whim. The trip to Cairo was so long it bored us all to tears. Then up the great Red Sea we sailed. It seemed to take us years. We disembarked and went to camp. We saw the pyramids. We found our land legs and our gear and were pestered by the kids. First job I had was pick a horse. But I had no idea this bond we'd have between us that would grow from year to year. Bill was nothing great to look at. He stood round 15 hands. He was tough and strong, good-natured, and had a trust without demand. We hit it off there straight away. I took Billy for a ride. He could gallop, trot and canter, jump and never miss his stride. I slept with Bill in lines that night to make sure he'd settle down, but he was calm and quiet and he never made a sound. The Light Horse trained us for a while in this barren land. We got used to heat and flies and the burning desert sands. Then our turn came for battle. We were ready for this stunt. We attacked the Turks at Jeffa Bore, with me and Billy at the front. The fight was on in earnest now. But lots of us were downed. Man and horse together died there on foreign ground. Then the Turks attacked the Suez, Britain's archery to the east. But we repel those beggars as we hurried their retreat. Out on patrol in the Sinai, searching for our foe, we were ambushed by the mongrels, and the sergeant said, let's go. Half our troop had lost their lives, and many horses too. But me and Billy got away. His speed had got us through. Then looking back, I saw two men running hard on foot. I turned my mount and rode him back through sand and smoke and soot. The sergeant said, now, just like one. But I couldn't leave him there. 1 mile with 3 men on his back. Bill galloped, nostrils flared. We were sent to take Beersheba and rode for 2 full days. Horses went without their water in this dry, hot desert haze. I filled my hat and shared with Bill the little that I had. One officer that saw me thought that I was mad. The charge to Beersheba was a 4-mile desert plain. We Light Horse rode in hard and fast, giving horses all the rein. We raced beneath the big guns and past machine gun nests. We took the town and water because our horses were the best. Another year of fighting. And the war was won. I look forward to going home far from this desert sun. Then we were told the news that burnt deep into my mind that all the horses and my Bill would have to stay behind.
Well, sell them to the locals.
I heard a general say, my bill, stay with these gibbos, not if I get my way. The Light Horse ranks rebelled at this. So this idea was dropped, for we knew the locals' cruelty and that it could not be stopped. So the horses that were young and fit to India would go. The rest would stay and be put down. But how I didn't know, special squads to shoot our mounts came round to where we sat. But I said, I'll do the job myself. At least I owe him that. So I took my bill to an olive grove and I let him have a graze. And we spoke of all the battles and good mates we'd left in graves. We spoke for many hours till my mates came in to say to let the squad boys do it. But I told them, go away! Then I looked my best friend in the eye and he seemed to know. The time had come to say goodbye, but it was time to go. I took my rifle from the ground to bring this to an end. With trembling hands and tearful eyes, I shot my greatest friend.